You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
First of all, I have a problem with my name being mentioned last, but you are listening to the All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 Hopewell, Virginia. Will T, Ray, and Wally are in the building.
Ain't no way, it's the three-man weave, man. Will T, we haven't got the opportunity to say this, so I want to cherish this moment. Will T.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
All right, we will recap the Redskins preseason game against the Packers. We will have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network as a guest at the 10-minute mark. We will preview the Redskins preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals. We will have James Rapine from ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati as a guest. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we will continue to talk about the dress rehearsal game against the Bengals. But first, we got Lex Diamond online from Heritage Sports Radio Network. So, hey, Lex, what's going on, my man?
Oh, man, not too much. How you doing tonight?
We are good. We're good.
Coming from Raina's death.
Say again?
I said, did y'all recover from Raina's death?
Yeah. Yo, my, oh, God, man. Raina's death was like a killer to me, man. That hurt my feelings, like, to the core, man. Raina, RIP, man. Tyreek, man.
She was the only one that was innocent on the show.
She was the only one that was innocent, exactly. It's just
very true.
Tasha up here thotting it up.
She had
getting bust
issue
down by Silva on the ottoman. Have some respect, girl.
Yeah, Lex?
You say what?
No, what were you saying, Lex?
No, I said she only had the one issue. Her parents didn't really give her any street smart, because she should have never told Ray Ray that I know you.
I know. She shouldn't have said. I know that's what she messed up. She shouldn't have told Ray Ray that she knew him. She really messed that one up. But I mean, I was proud of her though. She stuck up for her brother though. That was, you know, I mean, she didn't have any street smarts, but she did stick up. She did stand up for her brother though.
Yes, she definitely did. And I tell you, man, he's America's most wanted. Him and Drake. I've already seen the sneak. The last episode too, man.
Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Sent me the video. I had to watch. You know what I'm saying?
Don't tell me. Don't tell me nothing, Lex. Don't tell me. Don't tell me nothing, Lex. Don't ruin it.
Spoil it for you.
No, no, don't do it. Don't do it, Lex. Do not ruin it for me. I need to just go on demand and get it on Sunday. That's all I need.
Well, it won't be on this Sunday.
It's not on this Sunday?
No, it's on next Sunday.
Next Sunday? Okay. All right. Well, don't ruin it for me. I don't need that. But hey, Lex, the Redskins lost to the Packers 21-17. What went wrong with that offense? Or what is wrong with that offense?
Well, first of all, it's preseason. It is the second preseason game. And I think with Coach Gruden, you know, everything is still kind of vanilla. It's still kind of showing generic plays, not really running the plays that you're going to see in September, you know, because you don't want to kind of show your hand this early. But you do see some issues up front that they're going to have to address, you know, with that offensive line. And the running game, the first unit right now, looks kind of suspect. Kelly is not hitting the hole. The line is not doing a good job of driving back the defenders. So they got some work for them, cut out for them in the next couple of weeks. Having the Bengals come on Sunday is going to be a real good test for that offensive line.
Are you concerned with Kirk Cousins right now? He's looked shaky in the first two games. Well, the second game, he looked real shaky.
I'm not concerned with Kirk, because I think we all know when Kirk has time, Kirk is a top-tier quarterback. If Kirk doesn't have time, if he's, you know, has feeling pressure, he's going to be sort of a schizophrenic. And I think that's always been the hesitation. That's one of the reasons why, you know, I believe that they haven't, you know, given him a long-term contract, because of that. Pressure, you know, sometimes Kirk, you know, doesn't do well in pressure moments. So, so that it could be a concern at that offensive line, you know, if they can't figure out, you know, how to make the offensive line work. And then having Long out, you know, with the knee surgery for a couple of games, you know, now you got to start a rookie. So it's going to make it even tougher because that center position is so important up front because they're the ones that kind of, you know, kind of call the little blocking signals for the rest of the offensive line. So now you got a rookie up there. So it's going to be really interesting.
Are you confident in the rookie, Ruyier? Do you think he can step up? Are you confident in the rookie, Ruyier, to step up at the center position?
I'm not confident with any rookies. not to start the season, you know, because they got to get the jitters out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I'm not confident at all. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know. When you do have a change at center, you're going to have fumbling issues. And again, back to the passing scheme, these guys, you know, they pick up the blitz and they, you know, the different stunts and things of that nature, they're the ones that kind of direct traffic up front with that front five. And if you got a rookie, it's going to be very, very challenging for your quarterback.
All right, so Jordan Reed is off the PUP list. How important is he to the offense, and would you say he's the most valuable offensive player on this team?
I think he is. If he's not the most important, he's probably 1B. Because I think in most people's eyes, Kurt is 1A. But right after him, I would say Jordan Reed, because when you have him out there, he pretty much is commanding the safety's attention. And, I mean, he's so versatile, and, you know, he can do so much. I mean, he's a dangerous deep threat. You know, he's dangerous against the linebackers. They can't guard him. So he's a problem, and they need him. He kind of opens the field up, you know, for those wide receivers, for Jay Crowder and, you know, the new kid, Pryor.
Uh-huh. So you wouldn't say, like, Jordan Reed's the most valuable player? Like, cause Kirk Cousins' record without him is, like, 1-10. You know, you're right, though. A lot of people would say Kirk Cousins, but you see the importance of Jordan Reed when he's in the lineup. They compete. Now, when he's out of the lineup, that offense tends to struggle, as we see in the preseason.
Well, he's a playmaker, you know, and I think he's very important to the team. But I think, you know, for a few games, you can feel Vernon Davis.
Uh-huh.
You know, Vernon Davis can play, you know, at that same high level. He's an all, you know, an all-pro tight end that is, you know, trying to, he's kind of found his home here in D.C. as a backup tight end. But I think the Redskins can get by. They got Niles Paul and they got Davis, so I think they could get by without Jordan Reed. But I think Jordan Reed is like a playmaker. I mean, he's like what's the kid in Golden State? He's Klay Thompson. You know what I'm saying? So you need him, even though it doesn't look like you need him. But you need his production, and that's the most important thing, especially around the red zone. He's a sure-handed guy, and like I said, man, he stretches the field. He puts pressure on the safeties, and pretty much you don't have a linebacker in football that can guard him.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Ray, Will, myself, Wiley. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. So, Lex, the Redskins are playing the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. What do you hope to see in that game?
Well, I hope to see a much better offensive start. It took them, what, two quarters to finally produce their first touchdown of the preseason, the first unit. I tell you, they need to, they really need to show that they can run the football. I like the rookie at Oklahoma. He's pretty good. What's his name, Sam?
You talking about Piran, the running back Piran.
Yeah, he's a really good running back. Uh-huh. And if that Rob, if Kelly doesn't, if he doesn't show up the first 5 weeks, he might have to share some of the touches with this kid, because he's showing you that he wants to be a go-to guy. But I think it's very important for Washington to establish themselves early against the Bengals offensively. You know, I think it's one of those situations. It's the third preseason game. You played, what, pretty much the first half, your first unit, and you mustered up, what, 10 points, I think. So you got to show a little bit better production I think offensively. Defensively, the secondary is definitely going to get challenged. Anytime you got A.J. Green in the mix, it's always going to be tough. I know you guys remember when the Bengals came to FedEx a few years ago, and he just went nuts on our secondary.
So how about seeing the kid, Josh Dotson? Do you want to see him on the field more? He got to play with the twos last week. Do you expect to see him playing with the ones?
Man, I call him the secret weapon. That's my nickname for him. I don't know if you guys remember the movie The American Tale, but there was a scene at the end where I think it was the mice, they were talking about, release the secret weapon. That's who Josh is. You know, we're kind of anticipating for this guy to actually do something. And listen, I'm big DeSean Jackson fan, man. I'm still waiting to see why they let DeSean go. This Josh Dotson guy is supposed to be a reason. I'm still waiting to see that. You know, until I see him actually make some plays, then right now, I think Washington, you know, could have made an error in judgment by picking this young kid, but it's too early to show. I mean, it's still too early. He's played, what, 30 games? You know, he didn't play any last year, did he?
No, not at all.
He played like 30, I think, college games. I mean, he hasn't really played a lot of football. So I need to see this kid play.
Lex, I think we all agree with that sentiment. So, as always, appreciate you.
He can't hear you.
Lex, I think we all agree with that in terms of wanting to see him out on the field. But we appreciate you as always. So before you get out of here, just let our listeners know how they can reach you. And we look forward to having you again next week in your weekly appearance on All Skins Everything.
Hey, man, I enjoy coming up here talking about the Redskins. And hopefully, you know, we'll have some great things to say about the Redskins this season in September. I can't wait. Philadelphia, we can't wait for that game. That game can't come fast enough. But you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram as Lex Diamonds without the A. And catch me on a broadcast this fall for HSRN. College football season just right around the corner. So thank you guys for having me on again.
Hey, Lex, thanks for coming on. We appreciate you, my man.
Absolutely.
All right. That's my man, Lex Diamond. Again, he has a lot to say about the Washington Redskins. You know, his excitement. Like Will. You know, Will's always stated that preseason isn't the biggest thing in the world. So he's like, don't take it so serious. So I think we all agree.
I mean, Lex to a certain extent. He has some sense about himself. It's nothing to be overly dramatic about. It's not like this is the only way the preseason becomes huge. Is if you have a open quarterback competition. So 2 or 3 years ago when it was RG3 versus Kirk Cousins, then the preseason was big because every game counted because every possession that both of those guys were on the field.
Competition, right?
Yes.
I agree with you. But anyway, next we'll talk with ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati's James Rapine after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Solon Sports, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
I got realness, I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine, and it's like a bird. You see fireworks, and carpet tires.
You listen to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. We have Ray, Will T, myself, Wally. Right now, we have James Rapine from ESPN 1530 Cincinnati on the line. James, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We are fine. So, James, let's get right into it. The Washington Redskins are playing the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 4:30. What are some of the stories out there in Bengals camp?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing going into camp was the offensive line and how the offensive line was going to look.
following Andrew Whitworth and Kevin Zeitler signing elsewhere in free agency. And so far they've looked okay, definitely shaky at times, but that's been the one question mark going into this season for sure. And then the other thing, the other storyline going into Sunday's matchup with the Redskins is going to be ninth overall pick, first rounder, John Ross. If he takes the field, I talked to a few people yesterday down at the locker room. It sounds like he's going to play for the first time this preseason. Nothing confirmed yet, but it just seems like everything's pointing that way. That's definitely something a lot of Bengals fans are interested in seeing, is their first round pick on the field and in action for the first time.
Can you tell us a little bit about the running back battle you have out there in camp?
Yeah, I mean, it's competitive. If you ask me, Joe Mixon is easily the most talented back they have on this roster, and it's not anything against Jeremy Hill or Giovanni Bernard. It's just that Joe Mixon's special. I mean, he's faster than Giovanni Bernard and bigger than Jeremy Hill, runs stronger and has great feet and is explosive. So he's the best back. That said, he's a rookie. The Bengals like to bring rookies along slowly, kind of let them pay their dues. I don't think he's going to start week one. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be a Jeremy Hill. Jeremy Hill will be the starter. Mixon will get a lot of carries, though. I know he'll get a lot of work. And Giovanni Bernard, by the way, hasn't played in the preseason yet either, even though he's been cleared for camp and practiced virtually all of the preseason. So I expect to see him out there Sunday as well. I think the Redskins getting his first preseason action of the season.
You know, the reports, there were talks about Marvin Lewis's health. How is Marvin Lewis doing?
I think the Marvin Lewis thing is slightly overblown. He hasn't had gotten a contract extension, but I think he wants the coach. I think when some people have discussed him potentially retiring after this year. There were some rumors about that last year. But if I'm an NFL coach and I have Andy Dalton, who is one of the top 15 to 20 quarterbacks in the league, and I have an A.J. Green in his prime, Avante Perfect, Geno Atkins, they have plenty of talent. I don't see him walking away at the end of the year. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think he ends up re-signing here. Unless he completely just bombs this year and they go 3-13, I think he'll be the coach of the Bengals next year.
You mentioned Andy Dalton. He's had some bad luck. He had that really good season, and then he got hurt. It looked like he was going to do some damage in the postseason. But how is Andy Dalton looking in camp? Is he looking at the level he did the year before last? At that level?
Yeah, I think so. And I think part of that is the fact that he's going to be surrounded by weapons he's comfortable with again. A.J. Green played 10 games last year. Mm-hmm. Tyler Eifert played 8 games. Those guys are back. They're fully healthy. Brandon LaFell's in year two of his Bengals career, which he was a guy last year that it took a while for him to get acclimated. Tyler Boyd, the slot wide receiver that was a rookie last year, much more seasoned, and I think he's going to contribute a lot this year. So I think Andy Dalton, back to 2015, where he's comfortable with the weapons around him. Last year, it was a lot of movement. Mohamed Sanu and Marvin Jones have left in free agency. So I think that now that everything's settled, yeah, there's issues with the offensive line, and he's worried about that. But overall, I think that Andy Dalton is poised for a pretty big year. If you're a fantasy football owner, I like him as a sleeper, for what it's worth. So I think he's going to be pretty good this year.
Okay, so you're covering the Cincinnati Bengals. They're playing the Washington Redskins. What do you hope to see in this game Sunday in terms of the Bengals' standpoint against the Washington Redskins?
I think they struggled a bit. Their first-team offense hasn't scored a touchdown yet in the first two games of the preseason. They've driven the ball down the field a bunch. They've just had to settle for field goals. And that's a narrative. That's something that's been talked about a lot here locally. I don't really worry about the results of preseason games. I just try to pay attention to individual performances or how units perform. So I'll be watching the offensive line and how they do going up probably against that Redskins defensive line, probably the most playing time they'll get all preseason. And just kind of as a tune-up for week one, how are they going to protect Andy? Are they going to be able to open up running lanes for a Joe Mixon, a Giovanni Bernard, and a Jeremy Hill? And that's one. Two is going to be the defensive line. They added some young pass rushers. And it'll just be interesting to see how they do. Carl Lawson's a guy who was drafted in the fourth round out of Auburn. They like him a lot. Jordan Willis, third rounder out of Kansas State. They like him a lot. Both pass rushers, both expected to give them a boost right away. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do And those are the two things. Just really up front, how did the Bengals do against the first-team Redskins offensive and defensive line?
So, you know, A.J. Green versus Josh Norman, does that match up, you know, is that something that you all have been talking about back there in Cincinnati?
I mean, we did last year. We did last year in London when A.J. Green made him look silly and Andy couldn't
No, he did.
The ball.
He sure did. He sure did make Josh Norman look bad.
Probably Andy's worst game because A.J. was toasting Norman that
he
game.
He was. No, A.J. was definitely he was toasting Josh Norman that game. I'm there with you. I was saying it often. He was having him beat. There was a lot of, like, 5-yard penalties and because of, you know, legal contact because he really couldn't – at that time, he couldn't mess with A.J. Green. I actually have A.J. Green as, you know, 1A, 1B, or, you know, number two. Julio Jones, you know, it's like everyone's favorite. But I think A.J. Green is, to me, if not 1A, 1B, definitely the second best wide receiver in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's up there. He's a freak. I mean, he's just one of those guys that, I mean, you can mix and match however you want with Antonio Brown and Julio Jones and A.J. Green and even Odell Beckham, but, you know, they're all just amazing, and they all do their own thing. But you're right. I mean, anytime a corner like Josh Norman is guarding A.J. Green, we're going to watch. So even if it's preseason, if the ball's thrown up on a deep ball or a fade in the red zone, we're going to be watching to see how Norman matches up with Green and vice versa.
So, James, thanks for being on the show. So before we let you go, how can folks, you know, view your content and whatnot? You know, you cover the Cincinnati Bengals, so how can anybody on social media, online and whatnot, how can they get your content?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, @JamesRapine. I blog at ESPN1530.com/James, and I host a daily Bengals podcast. It's on the iHeartRadio app, also on iTunes. It's called the Locked On Bengals Podcast. So if you're a Bengals fan or NFL fan, that's definitely a podcast you should subscribe to.
Oh, definitely, James. I'm going to subscribe to it. I'm going to check you out. Thanks again, James. We appreciate you. Thanks for joining the Urban Sports Line.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys for having me.
All right, no problem. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that was James Rapine from ESPN 1530 Cincinnati. Appreciate him for being on the show. Up next, we'll talk about the Cincinnati Bengals, Washington Redskins. You listen to the Urban Sports Thing.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces. For real, though.
You listen to the Urban Sports. I'm going to cut that out. You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports, you know, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Will T, Ray Jeezy, myself, Wally. I mentioned before the break, the Redskins, Packers. The game's on Sunday. We had a great guest and
Cincinnati Bengals.
James Rapine from ESPN 1530, Cincinnati. The Washington Redskins. This is the dress rehearsal game. How big? In terms of what do you want to see out of this game in the dress rehearsal game?
Based on what James said, I think the Bengals, they have a lot of talent. Obviously, which we know, we get to hear a bit more in-depth analysis on just what the Bengals are looking to accomplish, what positions are being fought for. And just based on what I'm hearing, I'm thinking that, or based on what we just heard, the Redskins are going to have a tough test, and it's going to be a good test for a team that's also looking to find identity with some new pieces on offense. And I think it's important for a guy like Josh Doctson to play against a tough Cincinnati defense, which you know is going to be gritty. They're going to come out. They're going to play hard.
I agree. I think that he gave us some good insight in terms of that. He has similar issues on the offensive line. The Redskins' offensive line hasn't looked good in terms of running the ball. He's looking to the offensive line and showing that worth against the Washington Redskins on that side of town. So I do think that there are some similar storylines within the two teams.
Yeah, and I mean, he mentioned Joe Mixon quite often. I mean, I think he personally is high on Joe Mixon. He didn't even look that good last game. Mm. Actually, Jeremy Hill looked better. And Jeremy Hill showed some good ability last season. Mm. I'm looking for Joe Mixon to perform in the regular season, which I'm sure he'll show some flashes. He has big playability, but I don't think he is a starter right now. I don't know. What I'm saying basically is going into the third preseason game, if Joe Mixon is the primary ball carrier, which I don't think he will, but I still think Jeremy Hill will.
I think Gianna Bernard is the best running back. I think it's between those two, Mixon and Gianna Bernard.
Right. So if you get I don't think Bernard is going to play this week, is he?
I'm not sure. I think those two are the best receivers on the roster. I mean, best running backs on the roster.
The reason why I asked, would Joe Mixon getting on the field, would that be a good test for the Redskins defense?
Yeah, I think so. I think speed. I wouldn't say Hill is a big test. I think Mixon or Bernard, Bernard does play, are a good test for the Redskins. I think, to be honest with you, the biggest test would be Cincinnati's front four versus the Redskins' offensive line. I think it's a big test. You got Atkins, Geno Atkins, the D tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals, who's pretty much a physical interior guy, and then they're starting a rookie in Rouye. At center because Spencer Long is down with it, because his knee got scoped and he's out for 2 weeks. So I think that's a good sign. That's a big sign too as well. So I mean, it's a big test for that offensive line as well.
So going backwards a bit, I guess if the Bengals have success running the football, is that a concern considering the
defense? Yeah, it's a concern. Okay. It's a concern from last year. You want this team to be stout against the run. They have been the last 2 weeks, but again, you want this team to show that they're improved on defense. And I think. Within the secondary, you want to see some stout play. He mentioned, James mentioned how last year A.J. Green pretty much had his way with Josh Norman in that game in London. So you want to see Josh Norman, shut down A.J. Green, because if Josh Norman is struggling, that's not a good sign for the secondary.
Absolutely. This is one of the best, I think, tests you can have going into the regular season, right before that dress rehearsal, right before you take that one game off and you prepare for that season opener.
Yeah, because again, the NFC East, there's a bunch of talented wide receiving corps in the NFC East. You got the Dallas Cowboys with Dez Bryant and Terrence Williams. You have the Eagles with now Alshon Jeffries and Torrey Smith. You have the Giants with Brandon Marshall and Odell Beckham. So in terms of wide receiving corps, the Redskins secondary is going to have that work cut out throughout this whole year. So this is a good test for going into the season.
Absolutely. On the offensive side of the ball, obviously there's a lot of talk after the Packers game, like Lex said, with the Redskins just struggling to put points on the board. Mm-hmm. So this week, obviously, you got Marvin Lewis coming in, defensive guru. So far, the Redskins haven't shown much as far as going down the field. And maybe, if you listen to our other show, the Urban Sports Team, we talked about how maybe they're not showing their hand just yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is cool, but wouldn't it be great, especially against this defense, to see the Redskins go down the field a bit?
It would be great. Just to get some points. They need that. They need confidence. I would like to see Josh Doctson play.
Right.
It's a guy that you want to see. You want to see Terrell Pryor live up to the training camp hype. You want to see, everyone talks about Terrell Pryor looks like the receiver this team has needed, you know, for years, a tall guy who's actually fast and whatnot. And we've seen that, we've heard about it in training camp. We haven't seen it in the preseason. So you want to see, you want to get a glimpse of that. I'm not saying he has to have like the best game in the world in a dress rehearsal game, but you want to see a glimpse of it. So I think there's a lot that you want to see in this game, in this dress rehearsal game. And also also the running game. You want to see, to me, Fat Rob or Rob, you know, Robert Kelly have a good game. He's I believe I saw a stat that he's had 12 carries for 12 yards throughout this preseason. And, you know, that's not a good number. And you want to see the continued improvement of Piran. So to me, there's a lot of interesting stories going into this dress rehearsal game, and we'll see what happens.
I don't want to be someone, I say again because I've said this, you know,
before
repeatedly, right? If you listen to the show, we don't want to make too much of preseason. But Rob Kelly, I feel as though the pressure is on him.
Yeah, season, I agree.
And I think he can feel it. Mm-hmm. Last year, he was fighting for that position, mm-hmm. and he ran so hard. I still think he runs hard, but now you're starting to see, you know, him having difficulty finding holes. And also, the offensive front isn't pushing the defense back. I think that's what Lex alluded to earlier. So I'm hoping that they'll have a strong showing this upcoming week against a decent and, you know, a team that's going to play hard in the Cincinnati Bengals.
And me too. But anyway, it's time to wrap this show up. It's a great show. This is episode 4.
Yes, sir.
You know, All Skins, everything. So, yeah, we appreciate everybody's been listening in, tuning in, and obviously making this show real popular on the radio station. And we appreciate it. We appreciate the following. So, anyway, you've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM Hopewell, Virginia, and 96.9 FM. For ages, you dig? Deuces, a mega leaders out, big homie.